Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Chof Aleph, and we're going to start from the Mishnah on Chof Amid Beis, and we're continuing the discussion about what we discussed already yesterday, that we began already yesterday in the Mishnah, about Edim that are being made, they're testifying as to their signatures. So says the Mishnah, Ze oimer ksav yodi v'ze ksav yodoi shel chaveri. We have two people signed on a shtar, Yankel and Beryl. Yankel says, yes, I recognize my signature. And I recognize Beryl's signature. Beryl says, I recognize my signature, and I recognize Yankel's signature. So therefore we have two Edom that are being made on each one of the signatures. Says the Mishnah, Hari Elu Nemanim. They are believed. No great chiddush l'chayre. Well, the chiddush is going to be the next case. Ze oimer ze ksav yodi, v'ze oimer ze ksav yodi, tzrichen letzaref imohem acher, divrei Rebbe. What happens if Yankel knows his signature and he has verified and authenticated his own signature? Beryl has authenticated his own signature. Apparently, Yankel and Beryl don't know each other's signatures, so they're silent about their colleague's signature. Do we need to go and bring somebody else to go and testify as to each one's signature? Says Rebbe, yes. Bring a third person. Bring Shmerel in from the outside, who knows Yankel's signature and Beryl's signature, and now we'll have two authenticating witnesses as to each signature. So maybe that doesn't sound so profound either. But you don't need to bring anybody else. It's enough for Yankel to say about Yankel's signature, Beryl to verify his own signature. You don't need a third person. All you have to do is have Yankel verify and authenticate his signature and say, yes, that's my signature. Beryl says, that's my signature, and we're done. We don't need an additional individual. The obvious question is, what is the basis of the machloikis between Rebbe, who does require a second witness as to each signature, and the Rabbanan that say it's not necessary? Zokti gemara kishetim tzoloimar. If you analyze it, l'choyri, you can come up with an easy explanation. L'divrei Rebbe, as far as Rebbe is concerned, the two Edom that signed on the shtar, all we're doing is bringing in new Edom now to authenticate those signatures. The authenticating witnesses, they're not saying anything about the original transaction, which is reflected in the shtar. All they're doing is, if you will, the mechanical authentication of the signatures on the document. And that being the case, says the Gemara, that's why you have to have two Edom on Yankel's signature, two Edom on Beryl's signature. Just like any time you want to go and confirm and verify any fact, Al Pishnayim Edom Yakum Davar, you want to know, is this Yankel's signature? Two people have to go and testify. Yankel can be one of them, that's not a problem. He's not considered to be a nogea bedover just because this is his signature. He's coming as a third party and say, yeah, that's my signature. And then Shmerel from the outside says, yes, I recognize this is Yankel's signature. And the same thing for Beryl's signature. However, when you have the two original Edom coming on the scene, and they're authenticating their signature, it's as if they are, in a sense, repeating their testimony about what the transaction is all about. See, if you look at Rashi on the second and third line, what they are saying now is, this shtar is being put in front of Bezin. The Lova is questioning the veracity of this shtar. He's saying, maybe it's counterfeit. So what do we have to do? We have to authenticate the Edom. When the Edom come in, they're not just simply saying, yeah, these are our signatures. But says Rashi, Anachnu re'inu hamilva v'chosamnu. We are reconfirming in front of the Bezdin. Yes, that we were present at the time of the original transaction, we saw it, and we were called in and summoned to please sign, and we signed the document. That's why two are enough. You don't need now four Edom, two plus two. It's enough just to have Yankel and Beryl reconfirm their own signature, because it's not just that they are confirming the signatures, they are deemed to be testifying as to the original transaction just by saying, yes, yes, these are our signatures, meaning we are reconfirming that 10 years ago this transaction took place, we were there, we saw it, and we signed the document. Okay? What would have happened if they didn't sign any document? They just did this all orally. Again, two Eidim would be enough. So Yankel and Beryl are saying, we were there. By the way, we'll add one more footnote to our testimony. We signed the document. But really, what they are saying, sub silentio, what they're saying parenthetically, even though they're saying these are our signatures, they're really reconfirming the original testimony and the original transaction as reflected in the document. And therefore, according to Rebbe, since they are not testifying as to the contents of the document, they're only talking about the chasimais, to establish Yankel's signature, we need two Edom. To establish Beryl's signature, we need two Edom. According to Rabban, however, that we're talking about the actual transaction, the substance of the document, all they have to say is, yes, 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 the substance of the document is accurate. We were there. We saw it. Not only that, we even signed the document. That being the case, you only need the two Edom themselves, Yankel and Beryl. So, Gemara, l'chayr, this analysis is so simple. Pshita, what did you go and enlighten me? Didn't I know this on my own? If I just analyze this for about 10 seconds, I would figure out that that is the basis of the machlokes. Says Gemara, no. Ma'udaseimo l'Rebbe svuki masapkele. I could have learned, not that it's poshet to Rebbe, that al ksav yodim he me'idim, but rather that Rebbe himself is not sure I al ksav yodim he me'idim, oi al monesh b'shtar he me'idim. He's really not 100% sure one way or the other. And therefore, said Rebbe, let's be machmir. Let's be on the safe side. Let's have two Edim on Yankel's signature. Let's have two Edim on Beryl's signature. And Sholem al Yisrael. Maybe it's not necessary. Maybe the Rabbanon are right. But I don't want to take any chances. I'm being machmir. I have a suffix. Says Zimar, okay, Shoy. Who cares whether he's doing it mitzad safik, mitzad vaday? Bottom line is he requires two edim on each chasima. So you might say there's a big nafkimina. Heichad mis chad minayu liboy shnayim min hashuk lehoid olav. Why the imkain kanafik nechi river the mamoina apum the chatzahada v'hachel chumra v'hachel chumra. Well, what is the Gemara telling us? The Gemara is telling us it's all very good if Yankel and Beryl are Baruch Hashem still both alive, and they both come into Beis Din, and they both authenticate their own signatures, and now the only question is, do I have to add one more to Yankel and one more to Beryl? Or is it Yankel and Beryl are sufficient? But what happens if Chas v'Sholem, Yankel passed away, and all I have on the scene is Beryl? How many Edom do I need at this point? Says Rebbe, if you hold like the Chacham say that Almonish Bishtar he me'idim, you're going to need two more Edim, not just one more Ed, to testify as to the other signature, that of the person of Yankel who passed away. Why would you need two Edim to go and testify for Yankel's signature? Because again, according to the Rabbanon, we're not just testifying vis-a-vis the signatures on the shtar. It's ultimately that we're testifying on the substance of the shtar. Aha. Now, Beryl, the surviving witness, he can go and testify as to the substance of the shtar. He was there. No problem. Now, as to Yankel's signature, how many more people are we going to go and need? Now, it's true that Beryl knows Yankel's signature. So therefore, l'choira, all I should have to have is bring over one more aid. And that one more aide will say, I also know Yankel's signature. Whether or not he also needs Beryl's signature is really lomale velomored, because we have Beryl here on the scene testifying and authenticating his own signature. And that, according to everybody, Beryl's talking about his own signature, that is enough. And if we're holding loit v'chachomen al manish b'shtar hayme'idin, remember what the chachom say in the Mishnah, you only need Yankel and Beryl. You don't need a third individual. The problem over here, of course, is that Yankel has passed away. So as far as Beryl is concerned, we don't need anybody else. But as far as Yankel, we do need people to go and testify as to Yankel's signature. So the Chayra, according to the Rabbanan, it should be enough just to go and bring one more aide who says, I know Yankel's signature. Bimitztarf with that Beryl who says, I also know Yankel's signature. And therefore we have two aidim for Yankel, and we have one aid for Beryl, and Shalom Yisrael. However, the Gemara says that would be very problematic. The reason why it's problematic is because it means that we are establishing the authenticity of this document as well as the underlying transaction with Beryl having 3/4 of the testimony as opposed to that stranger only having 1/4. What do you mean 3/4 and 1/4? Look at Yankel's signature and divide it up into 2/4. Why is it to 2/4? Because the validity and authenticity of Yankel's signature is half of this transaction, half of this shtar. So if I have two people coming in and saying, yeah, I know the signature, who are the two people? Assuming that it's both Beryl who is testifying as to Yankel's signature, as well as a stranger. So then Yankel is saying 50% of that 50%. I'm saying Beryl is testifying as to 50% of the 50%, meaning the 50% of Yankel's signature. So he has done 25%. And as far as Beryl's own signature, he is saying, I signed the document. See, he's that total 50%. So if you add up the 50% of Beryl's testimony as to his own signature, and you add up the 50% of the 50% of Yankel's signature, in other words, you add now the 25%, you have now 25, and 50 is 75%. And says Rashi, we have the halacha, al pi shnayim edim yokim dovar, and therefore, what the Torah means to say is, chotzi dover alpi one, and chotzi dover alpi the other witness. You cannot have one witness testifying as to 75% of the transaction, and the other one testifying as to 25% of the transaction. So therefore, even though in our Mishnah the Chachamim only require one aid for each signature, that being themselves, Yankel as to Yankel, Beryl as to Beryl, says our Gemara, if you hold like the Chacham, and Yankel passed away, you cannot suffice with just bringing one more individual to go and testify as to Yankel's signature, together with Beryl, so that I have now two Edim on Yankel's signature, because then Beryl is going to be Mekayim 3/4 of the signatures, and ultimately 3/4 of the document. So what do I have to do? I have to bring in two new additional witnesses. The two additional witnesses, number one, are going to testify vis-a-vis Yankel's signature, and one of those two will also go and verify Beryl's signature. So therefore I have now Beryl only going and be Mekayim his signature and having nothing to do with Yankel, so I don't have a problem of the 75% versus 25%. On the other hand, says Rabbi, if I would only hold al ksav yadon hayme'idin, that were only going and being made on the ksav yad, not on the mona shebishtar, then it would be enough just to go and bring in one new witness. Why would one new witness be enough? Because Beryl, the surviving witness, would testify as to his own signature, and he would also testify as to Yankel's signature. So that would be 50%. One more aide would come from outside, like Shmerel, and he would say, I also recognize Yankel's signature, and Beryl's signature. So he would have the other 50%. And therefore, by the fact that the Gemara is telling us that Rebbe holds al ksav yodin he-me-eden, although in our Mishnah it comes at a chumrah, because in our Mishnah, if both Yankel and Beryl are alive, we have to go and bring one more aid to testify both as to Yankel's signature and as to Beryl's signature. Chacham, however, says it's not necessary. Since we're talking about the money shebishtar, have the two aidim just recount, yes, these are our signatures, and implicit in that is that the original transaction was fine. So in our Mishnah, Rebbe is the machmir, the chum are the maker. If, however, chas v'sholom, one of the two aidim died, then the scenario is reversed, and it comes out that according to the one that holds almanah shebishtar, meaning according to the chum, you'd have to have two new aidim, or not two new aidim, you have to have two aidim on both the Yankel signature and on Beryl's signature. Why would I have to have two aidim? On, as far as Beryl is concerned, you already have his say-so, his authentication of his own signature. That's fine. However, if you're only going to have one new aid coming to testify as to Yankel's signature, that one aid, of course, is worthless. You have to have two vis-a-vis Yankel. So Beryl say, yeah, I also know Yankel's signature. I can testify. Uh-oh, red light. That means that Beryl is testifying as to 75%, as to his signature, and as well as to Yankel's signature. On his own, he doesn't need anybody else, because Almanah Shebishtar, he'd be the full 50%. And now vis-a-vis Yankel's signature, he'd be another 25%. It'd be 75%. So therefore, according to Chachamim, you would need now two new Edom, not to have this 75%, 25% problem. How would the two Edom cure the situation? Very simply, I have two new Edom. Two new Edom speak about Yankel's signature. Don't allow Beryl to open his mouth vis-a-vis Yankel's signature. Two new Edom will testify as to Yankel. And one of the Edom can also be Mitzdarev together with Beryl to go and be made on Beryl. You don't really need it, because Beryl is here, Baruch Hashem, and he will testify as to his own. So therefore, Beryl will be testifying as to 50, the other two Edom as to 50, and therefore, Sholem al Yisrael. So that's why, according to the Chachamim, here you would need a Chumrah of two more. However, says Rebbe, if you hold al Ksav Yodon Hemi'idin, you don't need two more if Yankel passed away. One would be enough. Why would one be enough? Because since Beryl knows both his signature and Yankel's signature, he'll testify as to both of those. That'll be 50%. The new aid that comes, Beryl, will also testify as to both Yankel's signature and Beryl's signature. So he will be doing the 50%. And now we have, Baruch Hashem, authentication of both signatures. So bottom line, says the Gemara, that's the reason why we have to say that Rebbe holds al ksav yodin he-me-eden, so that in the case of our Mishnah, it's taka a chumrah. But in the case of Chas v'Sholem, if Yankel passes away, then according to Rebbe, there would be a kula. You wouldn't need two new people on the horizon. One would be sufficient. So getting back to Gemara. So Gemara Pshita, I'm looking at the second line. Pshita, you said that Rebbe holds al ksav yodim he-me-eden. No, of course that's what he holds, because he says you need two eidim for Yankel's signature, two for Beryl. No, it's not so simple. Now the same that Rebbe spooky misapkele. Maybe he has a suffix, I al ksav yodim he-me-eden, or al manah shebishtar he-me-eden. And therefore in our Mishnah, to play it safe, he says, let's get two to be on the safe side. However, he doesn't really feel that that's the halacha. He's just doing it as a chumrah, because it has a suffix. What's enough gemina? Heicha demis chad minayu. What happens if Yankel passes away of the two, the Yankel and the Beryl? Liboy shnai menashuk lohoyet olav. To go and bring in two new people from the shuk to be mayit. Why do I have to bring in two people? The imkain. Maybe it would be better if it would say the imloy. That if you didn't have two new people coming in menashuk, kanofik nechi river de mamoyna apuma de chad sahada. Then three quarters, the words literally means nichi riva de moina, you would go and subtract 1/4 of the mamain from the 100%. In other words, you take 100, you go and subtract 25%, and you're left with 75%. 75% will be decided, or at least attested to, based on the testimony of 1/8. And that's not permissible. It's got to be 50-50. And therefore, to be on the safe side, if Rebbe was sefuke misapkele, v'hacha l'chumra, v'hacha l'chumra. Both in our Mishnah, he requires two. And even if Yankel, one of the two Eidim, passes away, he will require two. Kamash malon, that's the chiddush of our Gemara. The Rebbe mifshep shitalei, bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. The Rebbe holds it's always al ksav yodan hemi'idin, and not al manashe b'shtar hemi'idin. And therefore, in our Mishnah, you attack a need two Eidim altogether, means bring in one more besides Yankel and besides Beryl to testify as to their testimony, as to their signatures. However, in the case of Chas V'Sholom, where one of the two original Eidim passed away, you don't need to bring two new people. One new person is enough. That's why Kamash Molon, the Rebbe Mifshe Pshitalei, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. So it's something which is very ironic. In our Mishnah, we have the base that Rebbe is the Machmer, he requires two for each signature. While the Chacham say, one is enough, and therefore he's the Machmer. In the case where Chas V'Sholom, someone to pass away of the two witnesses, according to the Chachamim, you would need to go and bring two witnesses, meaning the current witness together with that's Beryl, who's Baruch Hashem, the surviving witness, and as a vis-a-vis Yankel's signature, you'd have to bring two new Eidim to testify. You cannot rely on Beryl authenticating Yankel's signature, because then you'd have that 75-25 issue. Therefore, bring two new Eidim that are going to go and testify vis-a-vis Yankel. However, as far as Rebbe is concerned, no, you don't have to bring two new Eidim. Just bring one Eid that will testify both as to Yankel and to Beryl. Beryl will go and testify both as to Yankel and to Beryl. And Shalom Yisrael. And so therefore, in the case of one passing away, the Chachamim will require two new witnesses, while according to Rebbe, one new witness would be sufficient. Diyom Rav Yudah Merav, Shnayim Achasuman Al Shtar, Umeis Echad Mehen, Tzrichin Shnayim Min Ashuk L'Hoyed Olav. According to Rav Yudah Merav, you need two new witnesses, Min Ashuk, to be made on the Chasima, the signature of the dead witness. And therefore, Bezu, in this case, of Chas V'Sholom, one of the two passing away, Rebbe would be Lekula, you'd only have to bring one. Rabban Lechumra, you'd have to bring brand new two. So therefore, when we said at the top of the Amud that Rebbe holds Aksav Yodam Eidin, that's a big chiddush. It's not a suffix, it's not a chumra, that's Me'ikradin. That's why if one of the two passed away, you don't need to bring in two. You only need to bring in one. Frank Timara. But now you've concluded that according to the Rabbanan, that you hold Manu Shebishtar, you need two if Chas V'Sholom, one of the two Eidim passed away. V'Leketre. What happens if I go and search up and down the entire town? I put in ads in the papers. I go and put up all posters in all the shuls, everywhere you can think of, in the marketplace. We are looking for two witnesses that can authenticate Yankel's signature. And only one person comes. What do I do now? Since we are requiring, because of Manu Shebishtar, two to testify on Yankel's signature, I don't have two. I only have one. According to Rebbe, it's not a problem. Let that one testify as the Yankel signature. And Beryl will also testify as the Yankel signature. We won't have a 75-25 problem because we're going to require somebody else also to testify as to Beryl's signature. So therefore, Beryl will be Mekayim his 25% on his Chasima, and the other 25% on Yankel's Chasima. So it'll be 50% altogether. And then we'll have a stranger coming in from the outside, and he'll testify as to Yankel and to Beryl, and he'll have the 50%. You only need one individual. But according to the Bible, you need two more guys. What happens if you only have one? What do I do? Says Igmar, I have an excellent idea. Let the surviving witness Beryl sign his name on a shard, a piece of a kli cheres, a piece of pottery. And then he should submit that piece of shard to the Bezdin. And what should they do? The Bezdin should now compare the signature on the shard to the signature on the document. And they'll be say, hey, this looks exactly the same. This is wonderful. Like we had yesterday in the Mishnah, in Ksav Yodon, Yoitze Mimokin Acher. But don't go and write it on a piece of paper or on papyrus. Write it on a shard, as Imar will explain in a minute. Once the Bezin has that other signature of Beryl, they can say, Beryl, you can come home, you can go home, and you'll come back tomorrow. Bezin that day will take the signature on the document from 10 years ago. They'll take the signature on the shard, they'll compare the two, and they'll say, you know what? They look very, very similar, and therefore must be that this is Beryl's bona fide signature. Once we have that, says the Gemara, we don't need Beryl anymore. Beryl, shkoyach, you wrote down your, you signed once again on this shard. We compare the one against the other, and we see that they're the same. And therefore, v'ozel ihu, b'chai, mumisidi a'idach. So now you know what we can do. After Beryl's signature has been authenticated by the Bezdin based on that additional signature that he signed on the shard. So Beryl's signature, that's covered. Forget about it. Now we're going to go and call Beryl and say, oh, Beryl, by the way, do you know Yankel's signature? Sure. Come on in. Yes, this is Yankel's signature. I remember how he signed it, and this is the way he always signed. Yeah. You bring that one other person. Remember, you couldn't get two, but you have one other. He'll also say, yes, I know Yankel's signature. No question about it. So therefore, v'ozel ihu, that's Beryl. V'hai, and that other third-party individual. U'mishadi a'idach, they can go and both be masid, meaning they can go and testify as to Yankel's signature. So therefore, what have we accomplished? What we have accomplished is, we've taken away the 75%, 25% problem. How did we take it away? Because we're no longer relying on Beryl to testify on his own signature. The Bezin says, I don't need you, Beryl, for your own signature. I have your signature, mimakim acher, on the chaspa, on the shard that you just signed. I can figure that out on my own and authenticate your signature. I don't need your testimony. But I do need your testimony for Yankel's signature. Well, that's fine. That's the only open issue in Bezin. Yankel will confirm as to 50% of that signature. In other words, he will testify. A third party is going to come in and say, yo, I recognize Yankel's signature. So therefore, I'll have two, each one saying 50%. Shalom Ayisra. Now you're wondering, why do we keep on talking about a shard? Wouldn't it much more sense that he should go and write on a piece of paper and we'll compare one to the other? Says, you want a doctor, a chaspa. Have a megilta loy. Megilta, we know what the word megilla means, like a scroll. Here we really mean a piece of cloth, a piece of paper. Don't do that. Because tome meshkech lo idish, tole mali, because he will obey, my deboy. Because we are concerned that, unfortunately, b'chol dor v'dor, we have tricksters and fraudsters among the people. And therefore, what someone might do if they found that piece of paper with Beryl's signature, he's going to conveniently write at the top of the page, I, the undersigned Beryl, hereby confirm that I owe Mr. Smith $1,000, and to attest to the validity of this document, see my signature below. And guess what? Beryl's signature is below on this document. So I'm afraid that somebody's going to go and scribble in or write in a note above his signature. I'm not worried about that on shards, because people did not write loan documents, or for that matter, any transactions on shards, because shards are pieces of pottery that if they fall, they're going to break into smithereens. So people did not write documents. You didn't have to worry about somebody going and scribbling a note above the signature on the shard. But if he writes it on a piece of paper, you got to be very concerned. So I know some of you are thinking to yourselves, I have another Eitzah. Beryl can go and sign a signature on the top of a piece of paper and not leave any room for a document on top of that. And you're absolutely right. And if you look at the second Tosfos, the second Tosfos tells us that as soon as you begin the Tosfos. V'davka achaspa, says Tosfos, v'hu adin areshit v'megilta. You can do the same thing, have him tuck a write on the top of a piece of paper. Make sure he writes it at the very, very top, so you can't go and scribble in or include anything above that in terms of a document. You can't have a document underneath that and say, you know, Beryl signs on the top, and then after that say, yeah, I also confirm that I owe somebody money, because as we know, your chasim always has to be at the end. You can't have a chasim at the beginning, because then anytime you have a document, you could always add a million things post the signature. So it's always got to be pre-signature, so just have them sign at the top, and then you don't have an issue. So it's either way, either the chaspa or the top of the megilta. So Freit, and says the Gemara, what would that benefit us if a, what would that benefit the trickster if he had such a document? In other words, continuing on the same thought, that if the Beryl would write his signature on a piece of paper, and not at the very top, but somewhere in the middle, and then somebody might go and add two or three lines of text above and say, I, the undersigned, confirmed that I owe $1,000 to Mr. Smith. So you're going to say, yeah, but what does that accomplish? There are no edim on the document. It's his own self-signed note. Says the Gemara, that is worth a lot of money. Says the Gemara, utna, we learned in the Mishnah, Mishnah in Mesechtes Bava Basra, Chitzi Olav Ksav Yodoy. We're not talking about a sofer who wrote the shtar. We're not talking about a shtar that was typed out on a typewriter or on a computer. If he himself wrote in his own John Hancock handwriting, Hoitzi Olav Ksav Yodoy Shu Chayiv Loi, that he is Chayiv, that Beryl owes Mr. Smith $1,000, then although it doesn't have the same koach as having Edom signed on it, because if you had Edom, then you'd be able to collect me Mishubadim. Mishubadim means from properties that were previously, that were sold post that signature. But at least you can go and collect from the Chosm Nechayin. So that's why we want to avoid that issue. Write on a chaspa, don't write on a piece of paper. We finally discussed the entire length and breadth of the Machloikis Rebbe and the Chachamim. How do we paskin? Say Shmuel, Halach Kedivri Chachamim, we paskin the Chachamim, that Almonah Shebishtar Heim Me'im. Frank Timura, no big deal. Pshita Yachid Rabba Locha Kerabim. Isn't that always the case? We have Yachid Rebbe as a Yachid. The Rabbim are the Chachamim. Of course we're going to paskin the Chachamim. What's the Chiddush of Yehuda Mishmuel? Says Yom HaMayur, Seyma Halach Kerabim Mechavei Roy. We have a general rule that when Rebbe is arguing with somebody else, we follow Rebbe and not that other individual. So if Rebbe is arguing with another Tana, Halach Kerem Mechaveiroi. So I might have thought, Vafilu Mechaveirov, even if he's arguing with a Tzibur, the Chachamim, Kamash will know, we only pass like Rebbe Mechaveiroi, Veloi Mechaveirov. Says Gemara, Simon Noyach or Noch Nod Chad. The simon that the Gemara is giving is to the names of the three Mandi Omrim that we're going to have. Omer le'Rav Chinna bar Chia le'Rav Yehuda. The words Chinna and Chia, in the Chinna you have a Nun, and Chia you have a Ches, and therefore that's the Nun Ches, that's Noyach. So Rav Chinna bar Chia said Rav Yehuda. The Amri la'Odah say no, that it was Rav Huna bar Yehuda le'Rav Yehuda. Once again we have in the Nun, in the Huna, and then we have the Dalit in the Yehuda, and that's the Nun, Nun Dalit. The Amri La'odah said it was Rav Chia bar Yehuda l'Rav Yehuda. Again, we have Chad, that's Ches of Chia. We have the Dalit of Yehuda. So that's how you have your three Simonim. The Simonim are just telling you the names of the three individuals. Rav Chinna bar Chia, or Rav Huna bar Yehuda, or Rav Chia bar Yehuda. They all said to Rav Yehuda. They actually asked of Yehuda. You just said now that Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, you Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, Azvos Halach Kedivri Chacham. So therefore, if you have both Yankel and Beryl alive, you only need one additional, you don't need an additional eight. Yankel verifies or authenticates his signature, Beryl authenticates his signature, and we're done. Ayvu HaShtara. the nafik mi beidina de mar Shmuel. Don't you know the famous case of the shtar that went through the bezin of Shmuel? Vavek sebe, and you know what it said in the shtar? Mid asa rav onon bar chia vi asin achasim mois yodei vi adchad de ime. The bezin in their hempik. Hempik means in their authentication certificate. Today, you go to a notary in his notarization. So the bezdins, in their notarization, they said, you know why we're authenticating the witnesses' signatures? Because Rav Onan Bar Chia came in front of us, the Asid Achasim Es Yadei. First, he went and testified as to his own signature, the Adachad Ime, and he also testified as to his partner's signature. Umanu, who is the partner? That was Rav Chanan Bar Rava. And Umid Asa Rav Chanan Bar Rava, Rav Chanan Bar Rava, the other signature, came in Va'asid, he testified Achsim Es Yodi unto his Chasima, V'adachad the Ime, and as to his colleague. And who is the colleague? Umanu Rav Onan Bar Chia. So therefore, based on the testimony of both of these Edom, who are testifying both as to their own signatures and as to their colleague's signature, Ashenui V'kemnui, we went and we ma'asher, in other words, we confirmed and we authenticated and verified that these are the real bona fide Edom and these are their signatures and everything is good. So let me ask you, why was it necessary to ask Rav Onan Bar Chia to testify as to the signature of Rav Chanan Bar Rabba? Why was it necessary for Rav Chanan Bar Rabba to testify to the signature of Onan Bar Chia? After all, in our Mishnah, according to Chacham, it says, "Einam tzrichem letzaref imoim acher el neman odom loimar zekzav yadi." According to our Mishnah, it should simply have said, "Rav Onan Bar Chia testified it as to his signature, and Rav Chanan Bar Rabba testified as to his signature," and we're done. Why is this repetition that he testified to the other and he testified to the other? L'chayra raya, like Rebbe, and not like the Rabbanon. Amalei Rav Yehuda said that was an exception to the rule. Ha'ushtar of the Asmahava. That was the shtar of Yesoimim, of orphans. V'chosh Shmuel lebezdin toyim. And Shmuel was concerned that maybe this document is going to fall into the hands of a bezdin who are not experts. And therefore, what's going to happen? V'sav Shmuel dilma ikad esvirulei. Maybe that bezdin toyim are going to think that halachic Rebbe mechaveiroi v'loi mechaveirov, that's in general, like we said a moment ago, ubaha, but in this particular situation, about verifying the signatures on a document, they may hold a filo mechaveirov, that you paskin like Rebbe and not like the Rabbanim. Why would they think that this is different, manishtana, this din from all other dinim? Explain the mefarshim, because they might think that logic is on the side of Rebbe. Because after all, when I call two edim to come in to authenticate their signatures, it's a little bit of a stretch to say that they are being made almona shebishtar as to the original transaction. Yankel and Beryl can go and say, you know, this took place 10 years ago, I don't really remember the transaction. All I can tell you is, yes, those are our signatures. And that's, in fact, what we're asking them to do. So therefore, I would think logically, since the question at hand is, are these the signatures of Yankel and Beryl? You should have to have two edim on Yankel's signature, two witnesses on Beryl's signature, which is exactly what Rebbe holds. Kamash Mulan said, Shmuel, no. You only need Yankel to testify on his and Beryl to testify on his. But I'm concerned that this Bezin Toyin will say, no, over here the halacha must be like Rebbe, you have to have two and two. And therefore, if the henpik, which is signed on the bottom of the shtar, the authentication of Bezin, is only going to go and say that Rav Chanan Bar Rabba testified as to his signature, and Rav Onan Bar Chia only as to his signature, that other Bezentoyan will say, yeah, that henpik is worthless. That authentication, that notarization is worthless. You have to do like Rebbe, two and two. And therefore, this shtar is really problematic. And I got Yesoimim over here. Who's going to protect the Yesoimim? Therefore, said Shmuel, Sover Avid Ravcha, I'm going to add the Ravcha to Milza, make it comfortable. Gihechnoi Mifsid, he asked me, said that Yesoimim are never going to have any problem. So even though we don't paskin like Rebbe, I'm going to go the extra mile, and I'm going to have two Edis on Yankel's signature, two Edis on Beryl's signature, that nobody will even fathom to go and challenge the authenticity of the signatures and ultimately of the shtar. Okay, we can put two dots over here. We start a new shtickel. Omer v'yirom ha'shvul. Eid v'dayon mitzdarfin. What means Eid v'dayon mitzdarfin? What happens if you have your normal regular shtar signed by two Eidim, having a henpik? Again, the henpik is the authentication of the bezdin. This document now shows up in another bezin 10 years later, and now they're questioning the authenticity of the document, and they're questioning the authentication of the original bezin 10 years ago. Just to, for those that are not following exactly why we're having two bati din and what's going on, this is not that much different than today, that very often a person signs an official document, you have it notarized on the spot. Not that anybody is questioning the signature, but immediately go to notarize it. So the same thing is Lahavdil in our Gemara, when they wrote out a document and the two Edom signed, often the Malvis, so he shouldn't have to worry in 10 years from now to start authenticating, he says to the Bezin, you know, we're here, do me a favor, already authenticate the Chasimus of the Edom, so let's have that authentication already pre-printed, if you will, not really printed, but written out on this document. So if this is ever challenged 10 years from now, we have not only the chasimus of the two Eidim, but we have your authentication. The kachava, you know what happens? 10 years later, the shtar comes into Bezdin, and the loive is challenging, and he says the whole thing is a fraud, both the Eidim that signed on it is a fraud, and the dayonim that authenticated, that's also a fraud, the whole thing never took place, the whole thing is fraudulent, terrible. So says Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, you know what? Get one of the original Edom to testify that he signed it. Get one of the original Dayanim to testify that he authenticated. Obviously, you could have both original Edom coming, but what happens if one of them passed away or one of them is of Medina Sayyam? So bring one of the Edom. Bring one of the Dayanim that authenticated, and you'll have now Pishnaim Edom Yochum Davar and Edom Adayim and Starfin. Omri Rami Barchama. Kamal Yehoshmait Rumba Chama said, that's such a beautiful shtickle Torah, you know, that's wonderful. One aid, one diet, that's great. Amar Rava, Rava said, what's so great? My Mal Yusa. Maidekom Masid Sada Loikom Masid Dayana. Umaidekom Masid Dayana Loikom Masid Sahada. You really have a case of apples and oranges. The aid is testifying as to his signature. The Dayan is testifying as to his signature. The signature of the aid is vis-a-vis the shtar itself and the transaction. The signature of the Dayan is as to the authentication. So therefore, one is saying, yeah, the apples are delicious, and the other one is saying the oranges are delicious. But they don't have two Edim on either the original Edus that was signed, or you don't have two Edim on the authentication. You're talking about two different things. Yeah, you have two guests coming for Shabbos to Kiddush. One says that the kegel was great, and the other one says that the cholent was great. But they don't have two Edom on the kegel or on the cholent. So therefore, he's saying each one is being made on something else. And therefore, Rava said, no, doesn't work. Ella, ki also Rami Bar Yecheskel Amar. When Rami Bar Yecheskel came on the scene, as we'll see in a moment, Rami Bar Yecheskel was a brother of Rav Yehuda. Whenever we mention the Amoira Rav Yehuda in the Gemara, it's Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yecheskel. But if it's the Tana, Barry, who would it be? If it's Rabbi Yehuda?
Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi.
So the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, is Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi. The Amoira Rav Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yecheskel. So his brother, Rami Bar Yecheskel, came on the scene. Omar, and he said, Loi tetsasinu lahani kloli dekail Yehuda ochi mishmei deshmu. Don't listen to all of those rules and all of those piske halacha, all of those quotes that my brother Yehuda is saying in the name of Shmuel. Because we do not paskin like the Rabbanan. We would paskin like Rebbe, and you have to have two separate Edim on, or at least in this case, forgetting about the earlier machlekes, the Gabi, this case of Dayan an aid v'dayin mitzdarfin. No. You'd have to have either two aidim on the original chasimis, or you'd have to have two dayanim from the original authentication, but you can't go and mix and match an aid with a dayan. That's what Rabbi Yecheskel said. Now we can have virtually a repeat of that. Ikla Rabbinoi Achvad Rabchia Bar Abba L'mizben Shumshami. Rabbinoi, the brother of Rabchia Bar Abba, came to go and sell sesame seeds. V'yomar. And he said, Hachi Yomar Shmuel. The same like Rav Yehuda said in the Amud Aleph, Eid V'dayin Mitztarfin. And just like Rami Bar Chama on the Amud Aleph, Omer Amemar, Kama Ma'al Yohashmaitza. See, Givaldik, what you just said now is tremendous. I love it. Omele Rav Ashila Meimar, Mishim de Kolza Avua de Imech. Our Gemara doesn't tell us this. However, Rashi tells us that Ameimar was an einikel of Rami Bar Chama, and therefore Rav Ashi is saying to Ameimar, you're just repeating the mistake of your Zayda. Just because Mishum de Kolza Avua de Imech, just because your maternal grandfather went and praised the halacha of Shmuel, of Eid V'dayin Mitztarfin, At Nami Mekaltzis Law, you too are following in his footsteps and you're also praising it. Kvar Porcha Rava, Rava already rejected that limud on the Amud Aleph, because Rava already said that Eid is testifying as to one thing, as to the apples. The Dayan is testifying as to the oranges. And therefore, you don't have to aid them on the same subject. One is talking about apples, one's talking about oranges, and you're not mitztaref them after all. Now we're going to talk a little bit about the writing and the signing of that authentication, what we call the henpik of Besdin. Omer of Safra, Omer of Abba, Omer of Yitzchak bar Shmuel, bar Marta, Omer of Huna, V'amri lo, Omer of Huna, Omer Rav. Shloish shiyosh v'lekayim eshtar. You have the three dayanim that are getting ready to go and authenticate the shtar. They're sitting down, lekayim. Shnayim makirim chasimis yidei eidim v'echad einoi makir. And two recognize and one doesn't recognize. Again, we're authenticating the two chasimis of the two eidim. The two original eidim are not here, they're not present. Two out of the three dayanim in the Bezdin say, we know Yankel and Beryl, we know their signatures, they are frequent flyers in our Bezdin, we are familiar, we can testify and attest that these are their bona fide signatures. So the Choyra, the third Dayan, can just go along with it and say, okay, you know, if you guys know it, if I would demur, if I would disagree, it would be two against one anyway, so I'm also going to throw my hat in the ring, and that's fine. Even though I don't recognize the signature, I will agree. So what do you have to do? It's not enough that the third one says, yes, I'm in agreement. The third one also has to have knowledge that these are the real signatures. So I have an etzer. The two of the dayanim that are going to sign on this authentication, they can testify in front of the third dayan and say, we are witnesses that we know these chasimais, and therefore we testify in front of you, dayan number three. So now as a result, we have three dayanim that all know now that these are the real signatures. The first two dayanim, let's call them Reuven and Shimon, know firsthand from their own personal knowledge because they have seen Yankel and Beryl sign on documents in the past, and they know these are the signatures. And now the third dayan, let's call them Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Levi knows because two Adim testified in front of him. That is, Reuven and Shimon said that this is the bona fide signature. So now all three of them know. And that's what the Gemara tells us. Two of them recognize the chasima. The third one does not recognize the signature. Don't allow the first two Adim to sign until they say their Haggadah's Eidus in front of Dayan number three, as actually Chosmu, before the first two sign, let them go and be Me'idin Befonov, the Choisim, let them be made in front of the third Dayan, and then all three can sign together. Misha Chosmu, however, if the first two already signed,
Tema even before of a choisim, then they cannot go and testify in front of the third one. What's the issue? What's the problem over here? Rashi says the problem over here, it looks like this whole thing is fictitious. It looks like a fraud. How does it look like a fraud? Because if you look at the shtar, the lashon of the shtar is that we, Mamoisiv Tulasa Havina, we three are sitting here together, and we know the chasimais of Yankel and Beryl, and therefore we are now authenticating their signatures by signing on the dotted line on this shtar. So when the first two are signing, they're signing on a piece of paper that says, we three Dayanim know the signatures, and based on that, we are signing on this authentication. 1 second. Three don't know, only two know. At the time of their chasimais, we don't have three dayanim that know. And the lashon of the shtar, Rashi says, is, if you look at the Rashi, me'idno, Rashi, v'choisem. See, v'choisem, Rashi, is about 10 lines into the narrow lines. Rashi says, v'choisem imohem, that third aid, the third, not aid, the third dayan will sign together with the first, the two dayanim. Al Masha Koisvin, on what was written in this henpik. What does it write? What does it say in that henpik? Asher Nuhi, V'kaimen Nuhi, L'shtor Danon. We were Ma'asher and Makayim. That means we confirmed and we verified this shtar. B'moisiv Tlosa, as we were sitting three together. The Ishtamoidana means that we know or we knew. The Chasimus Yodim Desadehi, that these are the Chasimus of these eight. So what the Gemara is concerned about is that we do not want a henpik, which starts off by saying, we three Dayanim confirm these Edom because we are familiar with their signatures. When two of them sign, the third one at the moment doesn't know anything about the signature. He's only going to be taught afterwards, after the first two sign. That's no good, because the lashon of the shtar is that we three know the chasimais. So therefore, let the first two testify in front of the third dayim. So now all three of them know, and now we should start signing the authentication. Again, lashon agamar. Omer Safar, Omer Bab, Omer Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, Bar Marta, Omer Avuna Ve'amri Lo, Omer Avuna, Omer Rav. Shloish Shiyosh V'lekayim V'sheshtar. Three Dayanim are getting ready to authenticate. Shnai Makirim Chasima Shidei Edim. Two of them recognize the Chasima V'yachad Edimakir. The other does not. Ajli Chosmu. Before the two sign the document, Me'idim B'fanov V'choisim. They should go and be made. They should testify in front of Dayan number three. And then he can be choisim together with them, all together in unison. Misha Chosmu, however, if the two have already signed, then you can no longer allow them to be made in front of the third one that he should sign, because then the authentication document looks very suspect, since it says that all three of us know, and when the first two signed, they didn't know. You're talking about signing. You have a problem in even writing such a shtar. How can you start off writing a shtar that the three of us who are sitting as a bezdin know and authenticating these signatures, at the time of writing of those words, it's not true, because the third dayan doesn't know yet. The Omer Rav Papi Mishmei de Rava Hai Ashrata de Daini. Ashrata de Daini means this authentication certificate or document. It's not typically a separate document, it's on the bottom of the original document. Hai Ashrata de Daini, this henpeg, this authentication. The Nichtav Mikame the Nechvu Sadi Achasimas Yadayu. If this was drafted, if this was written up before the Dayanim had a chance to look at the Chasimais, in other words, the Soifer was being a little bit trigger happy. He already wrote out the authentication certificate before they even looked at the Chasimais. Psula, the Mischazi Kishikra looks like a Sheker. Hochanami, in our case too, Mischazi Kishikra. If you're going to allow you're going to write out the Moisev Tlosa Vina, all three of us know, even before the first one signs, it's not true, because the third one doesn't know the Chasima yet. Elon, therefore, Eima actually Chosmu Me'idin B'fanav V'chosim. Don't say actually Chosmu, actually Chosmu. before they even write out the text of the henpik, of the authentication, make sure that the first two Dayanim testify in front of Dayan number three, so that when it's written now on the document, the Moisef Tlosa, the three of us are familiar with the Chasimais, when that's being written, it's absolutely true that all three Dayanim now are familiar and can authenticate the Chasimais of the original two Eidim. So don't say actually chosim, but actually kosvu me'id in the front of, have the first two be made in front of the third, v'choisem, and then write out the document and all three can sign. However, misha kosvu, if you already wrote out the text, ein me'id in the front of v'choisem, you cannot go and finish off this authentication because it was written fraudulently, in error. This would be highly problematic today because, after all, today we do a lot of drafting of documents and we have form documents and then you fill in the details when you're ready. So, l'chayra, if you had a Blumberg form of a document and at the bottom of the document it has the authentication and it says, we three Dayanim know the Eidus, according to our Gemara, this would not be acceptable. Why? Because at the time of the printing of that document, the Dayanim didn't see any Chasimas yet. So they first have to see the Chasimais, and they have to say, okay, now we are prepared to authenticate. Seifer, come over and write down now the magic words that Ashranui, the Kaimnui, the Moisev Tlosa, that we are familiar with the Eidus, and then they can go, the Seifer can write it, and then they can go and sign it. I don't think we paskin like that, but that's, I'm sorry?
The knowledge of the third Bayan is derivative of the first two. So when he says he knows, he doesn't recognize it as their signature. He knows as Eidus from them. It's derivative knowledge. It's not, it's belief. It's not knowledge. He believes it's their signature because he saw the Dayanim testify to him that it's so. And furthermore, he is only one person. You have two of the Dayanim testifying in front of one person. He is a, they are, Dayanim Nasa A type problem. You have another problem here that the recipient of this knowledge, who's now, certifying it in the Hentek, is doing so through a judicial mechanism that's not a court of three. He's only a court of one. So how can we say he knows it's the signature when it's secondhand? It's only his belief, not direct knowledge.
It's no different than any other bezin that is paskening any din Torah. You have three rabbis who know nothing about a particular transaction. Reuven comes into bezin and is a plaintiff and says, Shimon owes me money. Shimon says, I don't owe you the money. Then the bezin says, you have Edom. They bring in Edom. The Edom testify, yes, that Reuven is right, that Shimon owes him the money. And then the three Dayanim say, based on all of the evidence that was presented in front of us, we hereby decide that Reuven, that Shimon has to go and pay money to Reuven. That's essentially what's happening over here, is that the three Dayanim are saying that we know. How do we know? Either because they have personal knowledge or because they have judicial knowledge, like any Bezdin don't know the transaction originally, but based on what we've heard, the arguments back and forth, and we've read the evidence, we have decided. So now these three Dayanim are authenticating based on personal knowledge of the signatures, or based on testimony vis-a-vis those signatures. So I have three Dayanim, they now authenticate. Make sure that that statement...
You only have one. No, my point is you only have one Dayan who's receiving the Eidus of the two other Dayanim. You don't have a court of three receiving the Eidus because it's the Dayanim who are saying you recognize the signature. If two Eidim came in front of these Dayanim and said, your argument flows, but it's one person who's receiving the Eidus of the two Dayanim that's allowing this Bezdin to have judicial knowledge. And that seems to be flawed.
Your question in more succinctly is that our Gemara is telling us that Eid Nasa Dayan, that one person can wear two hats. He can both be an Eid, a witness, and he can also be the authenticator, and therefore also be the Dayan. Normally we hold that Ein Eid Nasa Dayan, and therefore you're saying, so how could
two of these people be both Edom and Dayanim. L'chayr, the first two should be made in front of a panel of three instead of being signers themselves. The Gemara is going to ask that on the bottom of the Amud. Stay tuned and B'yat Hashem to that kasha. Getting back to our Gemara now, says Shema Minoklas, from this whole discussion that we've had, we can learn three halachas. Number one, Shema Mino Eid Nasadayin. Then Eid can become a Dayin. This is different than the Eid Nasadayin that we were speaking about a moment. We're going to go get back to it in a moment. Shema Mino Eid Nasadayin. That an Eid can be a Dayin at the same time. How can Eid be a Dayin at the same time? Because, number one, the first of the three Dayanim says, I know the signature. And he can testify in front of the third guy, the third Dayan. So therefore he's both an Eid and a Dayan at the same time. Similar to what Barry's issue that he was raising a moment ago. Ushmamina, and we also learn from this, Dayanim ha-makirim chasim is yidei Eidim, einam tzrich l'hoyd befneim. That the Dayanim that know the chasimis, we don't have to be made in front of them. In other words, that the first two Dayanim, nobody had to go and testify in front of them. They have their own personal knowledge, and that's already sufficient. So you don't need Edom to go and testify in front of them. Ushmamin, I also learned from this, Dayanim she'ein makir chasimus yidei Edom, meaning Dayan number three, tzrichin l'hoid b'fnei kol echad v'yechad. Then you have to have two Edom be made in front of that third Dayan. That third Dayan can't just simply say, I'm going to go along for the ride since my two colleagues know, so I rely on them. No, he has to hear Eidus that in fact these are genuine chasimus. Zoktimar. Maschul Ravashi. Bishloim Eid Nasadayin Shemina. That I see, that an Eid and a Dayin can be the same individual, wear two hats. Yes, I see that. El Dionim Makirim Chasimus Yidei Eidim Ein Tzrich Elohai Befneiem. The halacha number two. That the Yodim that are familiar with Chasimus, you don't have to go and testify in front of them. Maybe in a normal, regular case, even when it comes to authentication, yes, you do need two Edom to go and be made in front of the Dayanim. Meaning, I agree with you. Anytime a Bezin signs something, decides something, there has to be Hagodah. Hagodah means witnesses have to testify. Here there was a Haggadah. Not necessarily Haggadah in front of those two Dayanim, because they have personal knowledge. But there was a Haggadah in front of the third Dayan. That's already enough. For purposes of Haggadah's Eidus, as long as two people stood up in front of the third one, Genug. But don't tell me that you don't have to have a Haggadah's Eidus. Personal knowledge is not enough. You have to have a Haggadah's Eidus. So therefore, for instance, if all three Dayanim knew the signatures personally, still, perhaps you would need two of them or two others standing up and testifying in front of them. So that you have no raya. And halacha number three that you said, v'diyarim she'ein makirin chasimus yidei edim, tzrich l'hoid b'fnei kol echad v'yechad, that if you have diyarim that do not know the chasimus, that you have to be made in front of them, also no raya. Dil miyolim ha'em halach, ein tzrichin. V'shani ha'cha, t'leikam v'kayim ha'gada klal. Since there's a requirement of Haggadah's Eidus, Haggadah's Eidus means live, physical, oral testimony, no, somebody has to say something. And that's why in this case, even though normally you don't need in front of if they call Echad V'Echad to go and testify in front of the third Eid, or the third Dayan. However, there has to be Haggadah's Eidus somewhere here. And that's why the two sit in front of the third. The bottom line is, Igmar is telling us, the first of the three rules, that is a good raya shma mina. The other two, I could challenge. Frank Timur, Yosef Baba, and now we're getting now to Barry's point. Let's go back to Masechtas Rosh Hashanah for a moment. What happened in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah? Re'uhu Shloisha, three of the Dayanim saw the new moon, and we wanted to go and decide, when is Rosh Chodesh? Is it today? Is it tomorrow? Vein Bezdin. Three saw it. Three of the Dayanim of the Bezdin saw the moon themselves. They're a Bezdin on their own. So the Chodesh, they can go and say, we're now going to sign a proclamation. Mekudesh HaChodesh. Yamdu Shnayim V'yoshim Mechavreim Eitzel Yochid. No. Don't allow those three to just sign a document. But rather, two out of the three should go and take them off of the Bezdin tribunal, Yeshiva Mechavreim Eitzel Yochid bring new two Dayanim, two other rabbis, to sit down with the third. You cannot put both an aid and a dayan. If you want to go and decide the case, you have to hear it from other witnesses. If you want to be a witness, you have to testify in front of other dayanim. But you cannot wear both hats. So freitach Barry and freitach Agimara. What's the problem? Let all the three dayanim that just saw the new moon, they have personal knowledge. We don't need to hear it from somebody else. They saw the moon themselves. Let them sit down with the kachu and let them sign the same proclamation. I want you to know this bothered me. Just like Barry was concerned 5 minutes ago, this bothered me too. How can you have the eight nasadai? See how many of the Rabbanan were concerned about this question. The Omelahu, and they said, Hanach le'idus chodesh di'araisa, v'kiyem shtaris di'Rabbanan. The din of Eidus chodesh is minat Torah. Every single month, the Beis Din has to go and make a decision, and the Gemara, I believe, brings it from the Pasuk, kazer re'ei v'kadesh, go and see, it says, ha'chodesh hazeh lechem roish chadoshim, so what means ha'chodesh hazeh? So Gemara in Sechus Rosh Hashanah says, Kazeh, when you see the moon in this figuration, in this place up on the horizon, in the sky, now you know you can be Mekadish the new Chaydish. Kazeh Re'eh V'Kadish. Oh, so that's the Araisa. The Araisa ain't a Nasadai. However, when you're talking about Kiyam Shtaris, authenticating signatures, that's not a Araisa. That's a Drabanan. Oh, Drabanan and even Eid can be Nasadai after all. And therefore, we've answered Barry's question. Most of the time we won't allow for Eid Nasadayin, but in the case of Kiyam Shtaris, we will allow it. We'll put two dots over here, and Mietchem will continue Omer Abba tomorrow morning at 8:05. Great to have all of you. Rafu Shleima Barry, and everybody be well, and Zagi Mesh.
Thank you, David.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us, Sarge. Koltov.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Time later today. If you can call me, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Very good. Be well. Hatzlacha Rabba. Have a good day, Robbie and Sarge, Barry, everybody else. Ah.